Welcome to the Green Lines Abundant Living Podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network. This podcast is produced to help guide you to think and live in spiritual abundance. Now, let's join Dr. Steve Green as we seek to be led by the Holy Spirit so we might lead others according to God's purpose.
This is the Green Lines Podcast. I'm Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. It's not every day that you get to interview a pastor of a church that's as large as this pastor's church, or a man that's as well thought of and well respected as Pastor Robert Morris from Gateway Church. Pastor, I'm so honored to welcome you to the Charisma Podcast Network.
Thank you so much, Steve. I am honored to be here.
Well, thank you, sir. And I know that you've had a rough year physically. You had kind of got off to a rough start in the spring, and I think every one of my listeners would raise their hand and want to know how you're doing.
Well, thank you. I'm doing very, very well now. What happened in April was I had two torn arteries and started bleeding internally. There's no medical reason that it happened, but I was lost over 50% of my blood. Had to have two surgeries to repair those. I was in hospital for about 8 days, ICU for 4 days, and then it was about a four-month recovery for my blood to recover from all the blood that I lost. But yes, I am now back in health and doing well, and I'm happy to be on this earth. I've been telling everyone I'm happy for two reasons, one for the kingdom and one for my family and friends, and so I'm glad to be here.
Well, we sure are glad to, and praise God for his mercy and his healing power. I heard you preach, I believe it was Sunday's message. It was either this Sunday or last Sunday. I heard it just recently that you spoke of how your wife really gets asked these questions as well.
Yeah.
And she just gave all the glory and praise to Jesus that he was really involved in your recovery.
This Christmas, as Debbie and I have, it's different, I guess, because of what happened in the spring with my health. Started around Thanksgiving and just kind of hit both of us. And we started talking about that we were thankful that I was there for Thanksgiving. And that we're thankful I'm here for Christmas. We've done a lot of interviews, you know, since the health crisis. Debbie, you know, they want Debbie to be on the program as well. And just to let you know, I started doing television when I was 20 years old. So television to me is not anything other than just ministering to people. But Debbie doesn't like to do television things. Some of you might not want to be on television either. I don't know. But everyone has wanted Debbie to be on every interview since, you know, since this thing. And because they want to ask her a question. And of course, then I have to, they say, you know, can your wife be with you? And because we want to talk to her too. And I say, yes. And then I have to go home and break the news to her. She would actually rather, you know, get a root canal without anesthesia, you know, than do this.
Yeah, she, God really gave her grace like he does all of us when we walk through a difficult time. And she had a tough time there by my side, but she said she just had peace the whole time.
Yeah, it's hard for the onlookers. You know, we're drugged up. You know,
yeah.
We've got the aid of medicine to help us get through it. But, you know, when it's touch and go some days and, you know, they see our face, they can see how not normal we are, it's not easy.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we're thankful, and I'm so excited to announce that you've got a new book coming out in January, early January. The name of the book is Beyond Blessed, and when you talk about physical healing, right up there close to that and probably a critical part of your ministry, as it has been for mine, as I answer so many questions of young people like I did at ORU and other places I've been, asking about financial healing and how to get off to a good start or get it fixed. And you've written a powerful book. Again, the title is Beyond Blessed. So I want to ask you, what gave you the impetus to start? You know, Dave Ramsey's everywhere. I know he wrote your foreword, but there's so many other folks out there teaching it. What did God say to you that you felt was so powerful that we needed your book on it?
Yeah, well, this all started really probably 35 years ago in our life, but then about 17 years ago when I wrote The Blessed Life, this is Beyond Blessed is really a sequel to The Blessed Life. I was asked by James Robinson to come on his program 17, 18 years ago and teach on giving and generosity because I teach that we get to give, we don't give to get. And right. So he asked me if I could write a book as well. And I actually spoke it into a tape recorder in a few days, The Blessed Life. And, of course, now it's in multiple languages and around the world. But I wanted to write something to follow up shortly after that because people would write me and say, hey, I'm giving, but I still have credit card debt. Or I'm giving, but we're not making ends meet. And I wanted to just explain to everyone, you know, giving is just one part of financial freedom, but the other part is stewardship. Over the years, I've just watched people when we, you know, we've all got the testimony of how God spoke to us and we gave, and then God blessed us supernaturally. But I've also watched God bless supernaturally when we get our finances in order. And so that's what this is. This is the follow-up to The Blessed Life. It's 17 years later, but I'm glad the Lord led me to write it.
Well, I'm thankful you did. You go right to the heart of the matter, and that's the essence that it's not just financial lack, but it's financial stress. I'd like you to define that for us.
I would define financial stress really as living according to the world system of finances rather than God's system of finances. And so many times people don't even know. They just don't even have a clue. It's kind of like, you know, a driver's license. We have training. They don't just stick you in a car and tell you to get out on the freeway. Well, God gives very specific financial principles in His Word that many people have never been taught. Because of that, we're just having wrecks all the time. And if you were out on the freeway for the first time ever and had no driving instruction at all, you'd be so stressed and so tensed, it'd be incredible. And that's exactly what it is, I think, with trying to navigate through the financial jungle we live in using the world's principles instead of God's principles.
So why do you think it is that we see it so much in our churches? There's not a church I've been in where so many people are financially stressed. Why do you think the Christians haven't figured it out?
Well, I think a couple of things. One is that, you know, the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. One is there's just no teaching. Mm-hmm. And then the teaching that we do get is from the world again. And I'm not saying it like something critical churches are doing. It's just that, you know, you watch commercials and you get credit card applications in the mail and all your friends are buying things on credit cards or buying things on credit and not looking at the interest or the payments that they're doing. So it's just complete misinformation or no information.
Well, that's a good answer, and it's something that people need to seek out. There's so many good teachers out there of financial management, and the church provides it. But still, maybe we're not doing a good job of paying attention and acting on it.
Something that The Blessed Life did, there's been teaching on giving and tithing and being generous for years and years and years. And I think something that God did in The Blessed Life was gave me a way to motivate people to be generous. Mm-hmm. Not just the how to be generous, but the why. Mm-hmm. And people caught it. They agreed with it in their spirits, and they stepped out and started being very generous all over the world.
That's right.
And I think that's what God has done with this as well. Again, Dave Ramsey wrote the foreword, and he's a great friend, and lots of financial ministries are doing such a great job. But what I feel like is that there's going to be an anointing on Beyond Blessed that will not just say how to do it, but why to do it. And there will be that motivation from the Holy Spirit. People know I need to get my finances in order, but somehow we just never do it. I think God is going to use this book to help motivate people to get their finances in order.
So let's go to that point, Pastor. If we've got people in our church that we know are mismanaging money, it's pretty obvious to see it, and certainly they'll tell you. Many Christians will be very transparent about the fact they're struggling with finances. And then the question I want to ask you is, how does that affect their spiritual life? How do you see the two intertwine?
Well, I think it affects our spiritual life tremendously in many, many ways. One is the stress and the anxiety that God never intended us to live with. Mm-hmm. You know, He said, come to me and I'll give you rest, for my burden is light, my yoke is easy. And many times we wouldn't describe our journey on this earth as light and easy. So there's an attack from the enemy then. And I think it causes stress in marriage. I think it causes stress in health. And then another thing, it causes us to really not live a thankful life. You know, God designed us for something called hope. It's all through Scripture. Mm-hmm. And hope really is delayed gratification. It's where we look forward to something so that when we get it, we receive the joy from that, even the process that God took us through to get to that place. But with credit, many times we're a whole generation now that we've lost hope. You know, we have more depressed people living now than ever, according to the psychologists and the experts in that area. And I think it's because there's no hope. And one of the reasons there's no hope is we don't hope for anything. We just go down and buy it. And then we've got these payments that we're stuck with for months or years after that. So there are so many ways that it affects us spiritually, not just, you know, our finances and numbers, but it affects us emotionally and spiritually as well.
So, Pastor, you meet people in your lobby, and they know about your writing. They know about your teaching from the pulpit. But at the same time, they'd stop and ask you, can you just give me a tip? I'm desperate. I don't know what else to do. How can I become a better manager? What would you say to someone if you didn't have a lot of time?
Yeah, well, for us, I tell them immediately, go to our stewardship ministry.
Okay.
Because we have a ministry that we help people learn how to manage their finances, learn to get on a budget, learn the principles, like I just said, of delayed gratification that God put in His Word, which is hope. And so if I meet them in the hallway, I'm going to say, hey, go to stewardship. We want to help you. But then there are people all over the world that don't attend our church. So that's one of the reasons I wanted to write the book. It's like a stewardship ministry mm-hmm. that they can just buy online on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever, and they can take it home, and they're getting exactly what we're teaching in our stewardship ministry at Gateway Church that I developed. They're getting that now in their home. So I'd say, you know, buy the book immediately and start working on it. Let the Holy Spirit show you where you need to go.
So your book will actually help someone manage their money.
Yeah, yeah. It's not. It starts with the why, because if we don't mm-hmm. have the why, we stop. We quit doing it. You know, if someone goes to college, and you did this, of course, Oral Roberts, and that's where my daughter went, great university. But if they don't have the why that I'm in school, pretty soon they get bored with, you know, the what they're doing and how they're doing it. But when they have that goal in front of them, they have the motivation to push through when they got three papers due and a final coming up, you know?
That's right.
And so that's what I think people need. So I start with the why, but then I get into the what and the how.
That's good. So can you just tell me, basically, the title's Beyond Blessed. So what does that mean? How does one live? What does it mean to live beyond blessed?
Yeah, I felt like the Lord spoke that to me because the first book, I didn't write the blessed pocket book or the blessed wallet. I felt like the Lord gave me the title, The Blessed Life. And then as the Lord began to unfold this to me, he gave me that picture of a life, that a life walks on two legs. And one of those legs is generosity and the other is stewardship. And so I tied it in that this is even living beyond blessed, because it's living with God's blessings in such a way that it's an everyday peace that God gives us because of living with His financial principles. You know, when you think about two legs, if there's one, like the old cartoon, if one of the shoes is nailed to a floor, then you're just going in circles. And I think mm-hmm. there are people who are generous, but they're not good stewards. I don't think God can ever really bless them the way He wants to, because they're not going to manage the excess that He gives them well. And then there are people who are good stewards, but they're not generous. I don't think God can really ever pour blessings on them, because His ultimate purpose in giving extra, if we're talking about finances, is giving extra finances, is to get those finances where they're needed most, to poor people, to missionaries, to churches, to nonprofit organizations, to schools, things like that. So I think we've got to learn these two principles, stewardship and generosity, to be able to really live that blessed life.
That's a good word. And they're not normally yoked together like that, the way I hear you teach it now. Yet, I want to ask you this question. As a spiritual leader, do you believe that God can and does do miracles in people's finances, give them fresh start, get them healed, provide income that they didn't see coming, or in some way help them to get this stuff supernaturally?
Yeah, it is all through Scripture. When people would get their finances in order, how God would bless them financially. And then we have testimony after testimony, probably hundreds of testimonies of people who've gone through our stewardship ministry, and they've seen supernatural blessing. I'll just give you one quickly. There was a widow in our church, and she was tithing, but she just never could make ends meet. And she went through the stewardship ministry, and she began to get on a budget. And one of the things was even Christmas presents for her grandchildren. And obviously, as grandparents, I'm a grandparent, we all want to do that. But what she did that year was she actually made each grandchild something instead of buy them something. Mm-hmm. And they go back to, and they say years later now, that was the best Christmas present they ever got. Then, when she got on that budget, within a few months, she had a reverse mortgage on her home, and they called her up and said, we need to give you, your home is valued at more, so we need to give you an extra $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
And so my son, who was over our stewardship ministry, called to make sure it wasn't a scam or something, and the guy told him, he said, well, since you're a pastor, I'm going to tell you, the owner of our company is a Christian. He had a dream that he was supposed to do this. And so this woman got a check for $30,000 and paid off all of her debt. I believe that was a blessing from God.
Sometimes we've just got to move toward him so he can move toward us, right?
That's exactly right. When we put our feet in the water, it parts.
Yes, sir. What a blessing that is. It just lights me up. So your book is releasing pretty soon, early January. And in the meantime, we really would like to encourage folks to pre-order the book, get started with it now. We can find it on Amazon and pre-order. And when you do that, let me just tell you as an author, it sure does help if when you get the book and you read it, if you'll come back to Amazon and leave a review and tell other people what the book has meant to you, what it's done for you. It helps so much for folks to come to Amazon and do that. But you've also got a website. You can get the book at beyondblessed.com, beyondblessed.com. You can get another copy of the book there. May I suggest also, Pastor, that people buy 5 or 10? What a great Christmas present to give this book to young married couples.
About how many of us know, like you said a moment ago, how many of us know that people are hurting financially and we want to help them, but we don't have the tools to help them. So I think that's a great thing for people who have learned these principles to be able to have a tool they could put in someone's hands.
You know, give them something that'll change their life. What a gift. That's what Christmas giving should be. Yeah. And what it was meant to be. I know that the birth of Christ changed our lives forever, right?
Yes. Yep.
So, Pastor, just before we end this podcast, is there anything you'd like to say to our audience or another thing that we missed in covering your book?
Well, I'd like to say that the word blessed, you know, we even have some negative connotation from that, from the what I call the hyper-prosperity gospel. And, of course, on the other end of the spectrum is the poverty gospel. I don't preach either one. I preach what I think is the provision gospel. But what I'd like to say is that the word blessed is not negative. It's a very positive word in Scripture. In the Hebrew, it actually means to get behind someone and help them up the hill, help them carry their burden, their load.
Yes.
And then in the Greek, the word is makarios, and it means happy. And so Jesus didn't come to make us sad. He came to give us joy and more abundant life. And so I really believe that these principles in Scripture, God never intended us to live worried and stressed out. He intended us to live with a God who provides for us just like he provided for the children of Israel.
Yes.
And he intends for us to live in a way that we can not only have enough for our own needs, but be able to bless others who don't have enough.
Pastor, just wrapping up, I did a little research on your church over the weekend just to look and see how you've grown. You're now the 8th largest church in the United States, and what are you currently running, around 130,000? I mean, it's some kind of crazy number, isn't it? 30,000?
Yeah. Well, in the weekend attendance, it's in the low 30,000s. But we did a thing a while back that we have 60,000 to 70,000 that are attending at least once or twice a month.
Right.
And you know, no one can attend every weekend, but it is amazing that we get to help a whole lot of people.
Yes, you do. And you have a large staff, don't you?
We do. We have about 600 people on staff because we really believe that the church is to be a full service church. And so, if people need help in their marriage, or their finances, or health, or whatever it is, equipping, stewardship. Like I said, we have a huge stewardship department that just helps people with their finances. That's why our church the staff is so large, is because we believe people help people.
That's great. Well, Pastor, I'm sure a big proponent of your book and of what you recommend and what you teach, what you believe, and what you live. The name of the book, again, is Beyond Blessed. It's available at beyondblessed.com. It's also available on Amazon. We've been visiting with Pastor Robert Morris of Gateway Church. You know him, you love him. Give some folks a blessing this holiday season and buy this book. Pastor Robert Morris, thank you very much for joining the Charisma Podcast Network.
Thank you, Steve.
This is Steve Green. You've been listening to the Green Lines Podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you all.
When Robert Morris started Gateway Church with the support of Jimmy Evans, his heart was to feed God's sheep and to help other pastors and churches to do the same. Now, more than 18 years later, Gateway has grown to over 39,000 members and is impacting the world through Christ-centered teaching, ministry, and missions. If you're a pastor or church staff, God's call is on your life, but that doesn't mean that ministry and church administration is easy. Let Gateway Church's resource network help your ministry by giving you the tools and support that you need to have a greater impact in your sphere of influence. Visit gatewaynetwork.com today to learn more.
Thank you for listening to the Green Lines Podcast. If you would like a copy of Dr. Green's book, Love Leads, visit loveleadsbook.com. To contact Dr. Green, email greenlines@charismamedia.com.